Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about a typical start to finish transaction walkthrough. From when you send out that blind letter, right, all the way to put money in the bank.
Piece of cake.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Cool. Joshua asks, I'm doing my due diligence on a 5-acre property in Utah. On Google Maps and Title Pro, it looks like there is a road that runs directly through the property. There's no official name of the road shown on the maps, unlike the marked road that is south of the property. I'm not sure how I should evaluate this property and determine legal access. The road to the south of the parcel actually cuts through the neighbor's property, so I do not believe I could consider that legal access. How would you evaluate this?
Go ahead, Joe. Or do you want me to?
You go ahead. I love it.
Now's a good time to bring up the famous 4 A's.
Mm-hmm.
Reevaluate every single property we purchase, regardless of type, house, land, apartments, whatever, with the 4 A's. They are acreage. More is usually better. Access, which is what this is all about. And it sounds to me like it's got fantastic access, like you couldn't pray for better access. Affordability, in general, cheaper is better for real estate. And
attribute.
And I think this would follow. Very good, Jill. I think this would qualify as an attribute too. We've got a collection of 40-acre properties in northern Arizona right now that were just about liquidated, and the one that went first was the one that had a railroad going right through it.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that makes your piece of property a little bit unique, and that you can see it on a map or describe it, is going to be an attribute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine that you're a buyer running through Land and Farm or Land Watch or Land Pen and looking at all the properties for sale, and you're deciding which one. Oh, look at that one's got a road right through it.
I can get to it tomorrow.
Baby,
that's awesome.
I can get to it tomorrow. We could put a cabin on one side and a garage on the other.
Or right.
Or meth lab in this corner.
Park a school bus over here.
So, all kidding aside, this is, in general, a very, very positive thing. So,
right.
To talk about legal access, that's a whole different program. And you're going to have to check with the assessor and look at plat maps to see if it was a platted subdivision or if the property's, you know, it has been unsubdivided. There's a lot, it'd be way beyond the scope of of this. But I have to say, I try to think back if we ever turn a property down because it had a road going through it.
No, I've turned down properties because there was no road.
Yeah, actually as recently as today.
That's what I've done, and I will do. But if I have too many roads, that's even better. And you know, like this situation, it sounds like, because this is what really happens. You pull up a property and you're looking at it online and you're seeing a road right through it. And all it is a dirt road that somebody's been driving on over time, and they just kind of bladed a road, you know? And so it's really not a real road. It's you know, but it's the way to get there. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't want to get philosophical here on you, Jill, but if it's a real road.
Well, it doesn't have a name. It's not illegal. It is a real road. Excuse me, Jack. But maybe it doesn't have a name yet. You know what? Hey, Joshua. Here's your spin on why this property is unique. And there's an unnamed road that you can name.
I just got kicked under the desk.
No.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, a start to finish walkthrough on a typical real estate deal for us. This is the meat of the show. What do you think, Jill? You want to start this?
It's so funny. I'm waiting for you. You're waiting for me.
I'm not waiting.
Like 1,000, 2,000. Who's going to talk?
All right. So.
I could talk. Tell me where to start. Tell me where to end.
Since I'm kind of the acquisitions person and you're the salesperson, I'll do the front.
Oh, and then I want to be the acquisition person.
What are you talking
just
about?
Kidding. Just kidding. Just joking.
Josh draws or something.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sometimes Jill gets 13.
Dude, I love the acquisitions.
I want to be the acquisition person this year.
Look, buddy.
If that happened, we'd be out of business.
Jack, I beg, listen, that's not true.
No, it would be we'd be out of business if we reversed roles. You would kill it as acquisitions, but I would be in the sales role.
Do we really need to talk about how many acquisitions I've done?
No, I'm not knocking you. I'm saying you can do both, acquisitions and sales. Yeah. I can only do one.
Do you know what? Well, here's the truth. I want to share this. This is what happens with Jack and acquisitions. This is in the early days when we were starting out and I was like learning, he would say, all right, I love the property for this. I might do this, but a no at this. He'll give me three numbers. And when he says that, that's the only number I hear is I love it for this. This is run to the bank. And not only do I get that price, I'm going to try to come a little bit under that price. And he's going to go, what did you do? I'm like, thank you very much.
Totally attracted to you right now.
Thank you.
So, most women, all they know is the word no.
Oh. No. Here's the good news and the bad news about me. I love challenges. So that's, it can be good, it can be bad. So anyway, thank you.
It's almost always good.
Thank you.
So much, a lot of times it's not profitable at all. A lot of times it's real expensive. But you don't even think about that. That's one of the things I like about you. I look at everything with a dollar sign attached. Every single thing, it's a curse.
Oh.
And you just kind of do stuff based on how it feels. And I think it's kind of a good match.
Okay.
Let's do this walkthrough.
Okay.
At the very beginning, you get a spark like, you know, maybe these guys are right. If I send a bunch of offers out and let's go fishing today. Let's go real estate fishing and see what comes back. Well, I have all kinds of sophisticated equipment. I know this. I know this. It's not really fishing. I can see the fish down there. I know I'm going to catch one.
Oh,
this is how I can do it.
You have the radar, which is very true.
Yeah.
You know where the fish are.
Which I actually
Let's
have.
Be honest. I know that figuratively and literally.
I know. So I decide, surprise, surprise, that I'm going to mail out a bunch of offers to the place that I know the best, which is where I live. Or maybe two counties over or one county's over. Maybe it's a county that when you're a kid, you went up there and it was a lot of fun during vacation time. So you send a bunch of offers out. And again, surprise, surprise, they come back. You price them all out. And a couple come back. And they're all signed. You do your due diligence. You make sure that the person that you're talking to on the phone, the seller, actually owns the property legally. That's real easy. You can do that with these tools that we have. Or you can literally walk into the assessor and find out, too.
For call free, the county if you
really need to. There's a lot of different ways to do this.
Sure.
You find out that the seller owns the property, and you ask them a couple of qualifying simple questions like, why are you interested in selling it? And they give you some simple information like, no, I'm never going to use the property. We bought it 40 years ago, or my dad bought it. We're just not going to use it. Ding, ding, ding. There's green light after green light after green light. And you love the price. You're going to buy it for 10 grand. You know, other properties are listed for $25,000, $30,000 or some number like that. So every step of the way, you're getting the green light to go to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
So fantastic. I am going to buy now a property for $10,000 that I know I can resell for 25 or 30 grand.
Because mm-hmm. it's worth 40.
I either have the $10,000 or I don't. Either way, I'm still going to buy the property because we know we can make double our money on this thing. And there's a lot more people on this planet with money than sense.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the 10 grand, you go to the bank and you get a cashier's check and you close the deal. You either close it through Title Mind, which is our company, or very frequently what we do is close it on our own. You close it on your own. You create a deed. You look at the vesting deed, the deed right before it. You create the deed. You call a notary. You send them the cashier's check. Notary goes out, has a seller to the seller's house. They sign the deal. And then the notary mails it all back. They hand them the cashier's check, the seller, and then the notary mails it all back to you, and you record the document. Congratulations, you own for $10,000 an asset that's worth $25,000, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the great news. Is that all clear, Jill?
Yeah.
Now you have to sell it. Well, I'm here to tell you, after 20 years of experience, selling a piece of property that you have a basis in of half is not that hard.
Right.
It actually sells itself. Go ahead, sales.
Well, that's the reality, because now I'm staring at this asset. I paid $10,000 for it, and I can sell it. Well, my goal is, with the Czar Gold, just double our money and get out. So my goal is to sell it for $20,000. You know, I can be greedy and do 25, because I know everything else I can find out there. I've already done my homework ahead of time. This was part of it. I know everything else out there is 40, you know, and I'm going to come in way under all those guys. So that's why mine's going to sell so fast. So in a perfect world, I would have already had this set up. So as the notary, this is really how we do this. As a notary's out there meeting with the seller and getting all that done, I'm getting my ducks in a row, and I'm making sure my photos look good, my maps look good, my description's great. I have the size, all the details and everything. So, I mean, the minute it's signed, if I want to, I can push the button and start marketing it to sell.
That's right.
So, and so my sales job actually is not all that exciting. Seriously, when it comes to property, and I mean that truthfully, because there's not much to do, you know, and we by design, you know, have it set up where people can go and check out the property, you know, and so go look at, I mean, landpin.com, P-I-N, is our land selling site. And you could see us and all our members out there. And we worked real hard to create it where it's really easy for everybody. You know what you need to put up there so people can go and find your property, get all their questions answered, not need to call you with a lot of questions. So that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of selling to do. They're going to find it. And if they want it, they can, you know, in a perfect world, it goes right to, they can just check out and pay online with a credit card. And that's it. And you would be surprised how many people do that. It is actually, in this day and age, not crazy. People do it all the time. So
if you go to landinvestors.com and look on the right side of the page, there's a way to accept credit cards. We have a relationship with Heartland Payment Systems, and they actually allow this transaction type. So that makes it a lot easier.
That's great for anybody who's listening, anybody who's in real estate investing or real estate transactions that probably are listening to this show. You know what we run into is like, I can't find a credit card processor who can handle my property type.
PayPal kicked me out. BluePay kicked me out.
BluePay's done. Yeah, whatever.
Stripe kicked me out.
MoonClerk's kicked me out. Yeah. You name it. Stripe stopped.
Credit card industry is allergic to our business type.
Allergic. That's perfect. Well, we found one, and go on our site and the information's there. So it's really, really, really good. So, anyway, so the sales, so here's my thing too about sales with this property type. I don't want to talk someone into anything because I don't want them to come back to me 6 months from now and saying the trees are not that pretty as you described it, you know, whatever. You don't ever want that. You want to really properly convey, and you have a great property at a great price, and then all you're doing now is reaching the right people, and that's what we
You want to make sure the presentation on the internet's really exceeds what everybody else is, and that's not hard.
And you blast it everywhere on the planet. Don't just put it on your website. It should be on every single website you can think of that sells property, and maybe Craigslist, and maybe throw it on eBay.
Social media blast.
Put it in Zillow and Trulia and whatever it is, you know. Yeah, and blast it in your social media. All of that stuff. You need to reach everyone. Don't just say it's perfect for this area. Reach them all, and that's how you do it right and sell it fast. And there's nothing to think about. And you're going to wake up in the morning, like we do in our community does, where you see, oh, look, somebody bought that property last night. I guess my deed person's doing a deed and getting that out today.
Yep.
Great. Done. Next.
And the good news about doing the deed is that you just did one when you bought it.
It's true.
So it's just the same thing. You just change a few things around.
Yeah.
Or you can hire an escrow company to do it for you.
Yeah, depending on the transaction. It's all good.
For sales, the whole key, it comes down to one thing. You want a seller to have this kind of thought in their head. This goes for houses, apartments, land, any product type. If they find your posting, and they find your posting because they're interested. They're they're on their own. It's not a Pepsi commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this thought. At this price, what's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
And then they find out deeper. There's nothing wrong with it. We just bought it cheap after researching on the internet for less than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at this price, I have to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a house. It's the cheapest one in the market, and it looks like it's really dressed up good. That's why you sell so much property. And that's why anyone, any real estate investor sells a ton of property. You can always come back to the fact that it's not reaching the right people. or really kind of not, it's not reaching the right people, it's not presented correctly, and mm-hmm. it's priced too high. Right. Those are the reasons property doesn't sell. That's the trifecta. So if you address those three things, yep. even like Jill said, before you even close on the thing, when you buy it, mm-hmm. it'll be sold.
Yep. Exactly. You know, you're right. It's like a home, imagine you're going to a house and you're looking online and looking at all these homes. We all know the photos that make you inspire you and you want you to go see the property. And we all know these photos, and it bums me out because some of these could be really great properties, but man, they're just displayed so just awful.
Lazy.
Or they only have two photos, the front yard and the backyard. Well, I need to see inside. I don't know what's in there.
I love real
and
estate.
It's not going to inspire me to go look at the property. Well, you need to think about this with every property type. You've got to make it look good. And I can't tell you, Jack, how many times I'm scrolling through land selling websites
daily,
and I'm like, oh my gosh, all it says is the APN and the price, and that's it. And you really think that someone's going to do their homework and call on this? No way. You're not reaching the right people, and you're not telling what you have for sale, and there's no photos at all, no map, no nothing. That's not going to sell. And then you're going to scratch. They scratch their head going, gee, I tried. I couldn't sell it. You did not try, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right, Joe. You didn't try.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And if you did try, then you should probably do something else.
Right. Well, and I talked to a lot of people too that before when they've just learned about us and they've learned about Land Academy and Land Investors, they're like, I've been trying to sell this property forever. I'm like, okay, well, tell me about it. And it's really easy. In 30 seconds, I'm like, okay, what about A, B, C, and D? They're like, oh. And that's usually how it goes. They're like, I didn't even think about it. I'm like, I got it. We can help you. This really makes a difference.
A couple years ago, I had a conversation it was in a bar with a guy about real estate. It was this exact conversation. And somebody else at the bar, this guy overheard it, and he said, what do you mean? So my house is not selling. He was all up in my grill about it.
Mm-hmm.
So my house is not selling because I'm not reaching the right people, or my real estate agent's not reaching the right people who want to buy my house, or it's priced too high. Is
Bingo.
That what you're trying to say? And I said, yeah. Do you have a problem with that? And he said, well, anybody can do that. Anybody can list it on the MLS and sell it for the right price, sell it for a low price. And I said, you're right.
Why aren't you doing that?
Anybody can do that. So why the hell isn't your property sold, tough guy? And he says, because I pay too much. I said, well, you know what? Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
Don't pay too much is my point.
I've heard that too. That's exactly what happens.
That's a rookie mistake. Everybody's paid too much for a piece of real estate.
It's okay.
My recommendation is get it out of your system. Jill and I did it.
Get
you know
over
what?
It. It's all right.
At least once a year, Jill and I probably slip out of our regular mode. Remember that property we almost bought in the ocean on Santa Barbara recently?
Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
We got all up and
we got emotional about it.
Yeah.
That's why. We're like,
it was
on
the
cliffside.
It was falling
like up
into
on
the ocean.
Cliff. Yeah, there was that. We're not sure how long the cliff was going to be there. We got all emotional about it.
Like, somebody got there first.
It's gorgeous.
So it was actually a cash sale. I mean, we would have bought it, but.
Yeah,
now
thank
I
goodness.
Think about it, I'm like, yeah, maybe.
We got a little emotional.
Yeah.
So that's what happens.
So everybody.
You get emotional.
Makes that mistake.
It's going to happen. So you just got to catch yourself. Don't get emotional. And it's okay. You know, but that's what goes wrong. Well, you know, and I've had that too. And so I've talked to people about that. You know, I'm like, you know what? And there's the only thing you can do at this point is, all right, since you overpaid, you're either going to sit on it or you're going to take a hit and get rid of it and move on.
Yep.
And for me personally, I'd rather just get rid of it, take a little bit of a hit, and move on. I'm not going to hang on to it for 6 months to prove my point and then still take a hit because it might happen.
You know, if you went to an art fair and bought a piece of ugly art and you hung it up and then, you know, like every day you walk by it and say, oh, geez, what was I thinking? You don't just keep it up there and learn to like it.
No, because I come along and take it down.
You get it out of there. Same thing with real estate.
I come along and take down your art.
If every single time you're looking for a piece of, looking through your inventory and you're wondering and there's this one piece of property that's staring at you, laughing at you because you paid too much and it just hasn't sold,
yeah.
just get it out of there.
Yeah.
Sell it.
I agree.
What is this?
That was awesome.
You're gonna buy ugly art.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss what to learn and what to outsource.
There's stuff you learn and there's stuff that you outsource. And you cannot, if you outsource the important stuff, you're in trouble.
Yep. And we answered Jared's question about pricing a mailer too low.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Hey, soup to nuts. I'm sorry. That to me, that just sounds like there's like a derogatory stuff that could come with that too. What is,
your mind is in the gutter.
I've never heard of.
Here's some stuff about Jill, listener.
Uh-oh.
You don't know.
Uh-oh.
Jill is, mind's in the gutter often. I mean, like the most tasteful, classy person you ever want to meet. I mean it.
Shoot.
But behind closed doors, it's funny.
Jack often says, "Are you a? Is that a 14-year-old boy trapped in that body?" Because I do that. Little things happen. I'm like, "That's funny." And you're like, "Where did that come from?"
She doesn't have a potty mouth because I have enough of a potty mouth for both of us.
That's true.
But she does come up with some stuff that some interesting concepts.
So yeah, we can leave it on that. And if you like that and you like our show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.